Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Maybe it's black coffee. Coffee with cream. A cup of Joe. A tumbler of Joe. But just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altacid IGR for horn fly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this pre-mixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals, you'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altacid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to AltacidIGR.com.
You have just a little more than a day left to bid on the top agricultural mechanics projects at the Oklahoma Youth Expo from 2022, the projects that helped kick off OYE back in March of this year are now online at BigIron.com. Mark Stock with Big Iron is proud to have a part of this auction process that wraps up on the 13th of April.
The items that these youngsters make are just mind-blowing, and then we offer and sell all of this equipment to the Big Iron bidder base all across the world. It is interesting how people that have ties to FFA in different states, you know, they find that special spot in their heart to bid on equipment that's so far away, but they want to support these good organizations. And of course, here at Big Iron, we donate 100% of our services to the Oklahoma Youth Expo. And, you know, all the proceeds go back to the chapters that make these items. I mean, they work on these projects throughout the school year, and then the projects are entered into their livestock or ag mechanics category. And then they bring in these professionals from all across the country to judge these things. And then we get to sell the top 25 items on our April 13th, a Big Iron auction. So it is something to see, folks. Just go to the BigIron.com site, type in Oklahoma Youth Expo, and you'll see these 25 miraculous items.
The project that ended up taking gold or the grand championship of the third annual Ag Mechanics Show at the Oklahoma Youth Expo was shown by the Woodland FFA chapter from Fairfax up in Osage County. They call it a one-of-a-kind roll-off trailer hay bed. And it's got the top bid of all the projects right now, $40,000 to a bidder in Illinois. Go to BigIron.com, type in Oklahoma Youth Expo, and take a look at all 25 projects. Eric Snodgrass is with us today. He is the Chief Atmospheric Scientist for Nutrien Ag Solutions. And he says there's plenty of weather to be watching all around the world, including in South America. He says there's quite a story developing regarding drought in the Southern Hemisphere.
What was interesting was earlier in the year, the drought was south. It was in southern Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay. And now that drought has shifted north, and it's gotten really wet where it was once dry. So we flipped the whole pattern, and now we're seeing issues possibly with dry conditions hitting the safrinha crop, which is going to ding the global, you know, balance sheet if they don't produce a large safrinha corn crop in South America. So that's probably the most important story to watch internationally at this point. That and, of course, whether or not Ukraine will put a crop in this year or the size of that crop, which is ultimately going to be determined by geopolitical issues, not necessarily by weather.
Indeed. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 limousine and limflex bulls, 50 fall calving cow-calf pairs, 20 spring calving females, 15 fall calving bred heifers, and 10 breeding age limflex bulls. Call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.